Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today. It's time to chat some swimming. We head back to Dublin in Ireland to catch up with Rob Cummins. Rob, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much, Brad.
Rob, out of the three disciplines, which would you say is your strongest? Which would you say is your weakest?
My weakest is definitely the swim. And I came from a cycling background, so the bike would have been my strongest. But I think I tend to run quite well off an Ironman bike. So bike run would be, when I'm in reasonable shape, would be quite even. And I think I'd almost see them as one discipline. That when I'm racing well, I can bike run quite well.
All right, brilliant. Well, let's talk about that weakness, the swim. What have you done over time to get that better?
Okay, so there's a few things that I found. The first one, and again, I probably get a bit repetitive with this. It's just volume. You need to get in the pool regularly and for long swims. The long swims was the first thing we did. So we don't really, unless we're really, really stuck for time, we don't bother trying to do short swims, because between getting to the pool, getting changed, getting in, doing your swim, getting back out, a 45-minute swim probably takes 2 hours out of your life. So if you can just spend 2:20 or 2:30 and get a 4K swim done, a 4K swim has a much bigger physical impact and physiological impact than a 2K. So doing all the swims long had a big impact. And then in 2013 was the first year that I really focused on the swim, and I wanted to feel like a triathlete as opposed to a bike runner. And I started swimming 4 and 5 days a week. We were living closer to a pool at that stage. So 4 to 5 days a week in the pool and hitting 12 to 16, 17 K a week was the biggest thing that made a difference to me.
And as far as workouts, what do you love doing? I know you mentioned the longer stuff, but sets, break down some of your favorite sort of swim workouts.
The hardest one that I find is a 300-100. So it's a 4K set, just a couple of hundred easy warm-up, and then it's 300 at race pace, straight into 100 easy, straight into 300. So it's 4K straight through, but it's the 300's quite hard. And it sounds easy, but it gets really, really difficult about halfway through. And it's a hard swim to finish. It's a 4K, it's a long swim, and you're only swimming at Ironman pace, so you're not thinking it's going to be that difficult, but it's the relentless 300 on, and your recovery is still swimming. You don't stop at all. I found that's probably the hardest one. My favorite one, I think, is 100s. I like doing the 100s, I like doing 50-100s or 60-100s straight through.
As far as coaching, you've obviously got help early on in your triathlon career. Did you get specialized swimming help to sort of sort issues out in the water?
Yeah, I've worked with a few swim coaches. So I did the video analysis. I found that was really useful because our perception of what we're doing in the water, I think, is often very different to what we're actually doing. I used to think I looked like Michael Phelps when I was swimming along, looking all graceful. And I really look like a wind-up frog that you'd stick in the bathtub when I get going. So seeing what I was doing helped an awful lot. And then again in 2013, when I was focusing on the swim, I worked for about 8 or 9 weeks. I did a session every single week, one-on-one with a swim coach. And he alternated between deck work sessions, and he'd physically get in the water and he'd swim with me. He was an elite swimmer, so he could swim at any speed. And he taught me pacing and taught me a lot of stuff like that. That's not something that's really available to many people, I'd imagine, but that I would have found very helpful.
Brilliant stuff. Rob, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to getting you on to talk about your bike next time out.
Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.